You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So today I talked to Massey University Associate Professor Grant Duncan about the new National Party leadership, with Simon Bridges winning the role earlier this week. We talked about what the country can expect from the National Party leadership change and what the comparison between Labor's leadership and National's leadership will mean for the National Party. I began by asking Grant whether Simon Bridges is the beginning of a new era for National.
I'm sure there will be some changes. I think that Bridges has quite a difficult balancing act here, because he said himself that he doesn't want to do a major policy overhaul, but he wants to modernise. Now, you know what I mean? Okay, so what does that mean? They are, after all, a conservative party, basically. And the other thing, of course, is that Bridges is overshadowed by his predecessors, particularly John Key, but also Bill English. And they're both long-term achievers for National, aren't they? And, you know, they really stamp a serious legacy on the National Party. And I don't think that National supporters would be particularly wanting to see that legacy overturned or, changed too much. But on the other hand, of course, as the new leader, he has to somehow stamp something new on the National brand, doesn't he? I mean, I noticed it for a little bit, for example, where when he was asked on Radio New Zealand yesterday morning whether he believed that New Zealand had a housing crisis, he was kind of stuck a little bit there, because, of course, for ages, John Key had frankly denied, you know, that there was a housing crisis. He just, you know, would say, oh, no, there's no crisis, there's no crisis, when, of course, everyone knew there was a crisis. He just denied it. And so what's John, what's Simon Bridges going to say to that question? Well, he said, oh, well, it's a crisis if you're having difficulty affording a good place to live. He doesn't want to refute what these, you know, leading, towering figures of the past have been saying. So that's a kind of indication of the sort of awkward position he's in as a new, untested, relatively young, and honestly, you know, not outstanding candidate for leadership. You know, I'm not saying he's a bad dude or anything like that. But, you know, he just doesn't stand out.
And comparatively, I suppose, to Labour with Jacinda Ardern, it's been quite a different race. It's sort of switched right round. You know, National's now sort of a little bit uncertain about their stronger leader. And now with Labour, Jacinda is a very popular and stronger leader, objectively. Yeah. So do you think that there will be any sort of issues with that? Will the comparison between the two mean anything for National?
Well, absolutely it will, because you can see how much difference, looking back to John Key, even, as well as Jacinda Ardern, you can see how much difference the leadership made to the prospects of the parties concerned. So Simon Bridges at the moment looks like he's going to suffer somewhat in comparison with Jacinda Ardern. I mean, you know, we never know. Really, give him a chance, he just might shine and in ways that we don't expect. But no, he is up against a formidable opponent, and it's hard to see him really, as I say, energising a popular opinion in favour of him and the party that he's leading. Now, as I say, it's not a criticism of him as a person. I think he's a decent, smart guy. I'm not, you know, saying there's anything wrong with him. He just doesn't have that X factor that both John Key and Jacinda Ardern had. National do really well, comparatively well, between now and the next election. They're still riding up there in the 40s or something in the polls.
So do you think their chances of winning is in 2020 is not high, or...?
Yeah, not at the moment. I mean, it's really obviously
very early days.
Under present circumstances, you'd have to say things aren't looking all that crash hot, because I don't see the Simon Bridges and Paula Bennett combo as being particularly impressive. I would have thought that a lot of the people out there in the, you know, South Island and provinces and so forth, looking at these two West Aucklanders ruling the roost in National, they can't be all that impressed. No.
When it comes to 2020, I know Judith Collins said that in her campaign, that if the National dropped in the polls below 35, she would step down as leader if she'd won. Do you think that Bridges has sort of got a similar thought when it comes to 2020?
If it gets that bad for National, well, obviously people probably would drag up that promise that Judith Collins made and say, well, Simon, will you do, you know what I mean? It's now kind of, it could implicitly be, you know, held against him in future if it does get that bad. But falling down to 35 is pretty drastic for National at the moment. Of course, you know, Labour went well below that. This is the thing, the danger, the nightmare scenario for National is that they end up suffering what Labour suffered after, you know, the loss in 2008 and the resignation of Helen Clark. You know, they went down in the polls, they floundered around, couldn't find their mojo, couldn't find the right leader until, you know, obviously on August the 1st last year when Jacinda took over, everything changed.
So perhaps National's going to have a similar thing. Maybe it's
this is the thing. This is the nightmare scenario for National, is that they go through that same pattern of muddled, not knowing where they're heading, not knowing about, you know, who to choose as their leader, until they finally get it together again and so forth. And that process, you know, took Labour 9 long years in opposition. And, you know, as I say, you know, it must be very painful to go from the beehive into the opposition benches. It hurts. They don't show how much it hurts, but it hurts.
It's been a very long run for National
Exactly. And there's always that kind of Tory, you know, born to rule kind of attitude, which you don't so much get with Labour. It really does hurt to be evicted from the beehive, and you're out of the loop in terms of policy advice and all of that support from officials, and, you know, the phone stops ringing and all the rest of it, and you're basically fighting blind from the opposition benches because you simply don't have the information that ministers have, and you don't have the policy advice and the support that comes with being a Minister of the Crown. And so it's tough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.